Alright, here's all the snacks and drinks. Did you guys pick the movie? Where's my brother? In the bathroom. Oh, okay. Did you guys pick a movie already? A classic. I haven't seen it for a while. Why are you moving away? You don't want to cuddle for the movie? Oh, please. My brother always falls asleep during movies. You could have the most action-heavy movie on blast and he would still sleep like a baby. I could have you moaning my name on this couch and he would be none the wiser. Don't you remember? We went to the theater to see Pacific Rim, and even there he fell asleep in the middle of the action. And honestly, if I didn't know what kind of sleeper he is, I would have been offended for the movie. So don't you worry, baby. Give it around 10 to 20 minutes. And we can act like he isn't even here. And you can tell me again, with that sweet native voice of yours, how much you are mine. Oh, hey, bro. You took your sweet time. Come on. Let's get this movie rolling.
Dartmoor Prison. Isolated from the outside world by walls of granite.
And he is out cold. Good thing I didn't make a bet on it. Actually, it took him around 30 minutes to fall asleep instead of the 20 I was talking about.
Good afternoon. Hey,
you want another drink? I'm getting one for myself, so I would rather save the extra trip to the fridge and ask you if you wanted one while I am there. So do you want one or not? Or would you rather drink me instead? One drink coming right up? And I'm back. You want the drink right now? All right. Just go with it.
Do you happen to know who the purchaser was? Yes. He left his card, just in case anyone should inquire for him.
How interesting.
Now, isn't that a much more pleasant way to enjoy your refreshments? No, there was no need to do that. Other than see your flustered, cute self looking up at me, going between wanting more and hoping that my brother truly is sleeping.
Heavy.
And don't you worry, babe. He is still fast asleep.
Scotland Yard.
Aww. Are you finding it hard to keep eye contact with me? As I'm holding your jaw, so you're only looking up at me.
Instead of which we're the hunted.
Oh well. That gives me an idea. If you can't keep eye contact with me,
man in front of the toy
I can shop. Have you looking at something.
Honey,
or more of
turn
someone
the next
else.
And again at the next.
Oh, I wonder who else am I talking about?
No photograph of a commissioner, as I expected.
Come on.
Criminal.
Scoot over so you're sitting
that.
Between me and my brother. There you go. And now, turn to face him. Good. Now, back your fine self to me and on my lap. Comfortable?
We must have proof.
Now, would you kindly pull the blanket over yourself? Such a obedient little thing. Now, you just keep your eyes on my brother in case he wakes up while I get you a little bit more relaxed.
Don't forget they were made in Dartmoor Prison. People smuggle stuff into prison, not out.
Is this warm under the blanket because it's summer, or because of you? Did you put these shorts on because I mentioned earlier how they look cute on you? And how they make your ass look so fucking good, too. Are you dressing up for me now, too? Do you want to look good for mommy?
Wait a minute. How did you know about the pegs, Mr. Holmes?
Is that what you like?
I make my business to know about such things. When the name of Davidson was
is that what you would like to call me, baby?
As long as Mr. Holmes seems to know all about it already, I suppose there's no harm in telling you.
Now lean back.
2 years ago,
and let my hands make you feel good. Oh, don't you worry. After I'm done with you, sweat isn't the only reason you're going to need a shower. Oh, don't be shy. This is what you've been dreaming of, right? After what we did at the pool, you've been craving to have my hands on you again.
I must inform you that this matter is not to be mentioned.
Dreaming of mommy just taking all of you instead of teasing you all the way to the edge. Is that right?
By the engravings department of Bank of England. The articles he stole, and a complete duplicate set of plates for printing.
And now, while you're leaning your back against my chest.
And with those plates again,
and I run my hands down your body,
in the usual sense of the word.
Slide them under your shirt so I can feel your skin.
Any whisper at all might have resulted in enormous damage in shaking public confidence in the treasury.
Gently run my fingertips up and down your sides. And making you shiver.
Obviously, Davidson's a man of strong character.
And you just don't want it to stop.
Yet suddenly he feels impelled to smuggle up.
You just don't want me to take my hands off of you.
I don't understand.
Well, for example,
breathing down your neck.
To radically change the design of the 5
the neck. I didn't quite get enough of it at the pool.
Confidentially, Mr. Holmes.
Better make up for the lost time.
Replacing all the 5 pound notes in circulation is such a Herculean task that nothing's been done about it as yet.
I see. Of course, there is another possible explanation. Davidson didn't have much time to find a hiding place before he was captured. He may be afraid that the plates will be accidentally discovered before he's released. Hence his anxiety to communicate their whereabouts.
I want to leave a mark so badly. But maybe I should leave it somewhere not so visible. You would like that, wouldn't you? being marked by mommy? That you're all mine? My little one. Oh, you're being so good to me. Letting me hear your wonderful little voice. But careful, so you don't wake up our little friend over there. Why don't we test how quiet you can be by sliding my hands into your shorts? And then into your undies.
What?
You look so good presenting yourself to me like this. Legs spreading from the slight touch of your lower stomach. The things I would do to you if we didn't have to stay quiet.
Mr. Holmes. Never pet him.
Oh.
And yourself?
Fine, thank you.
You're all ready for me, baby.
Oh, well, any friend of Mr. Holmes is a friend of mine.
Hi, Joe.
He did me a good turn once and all netted the
game. Were you thinking about this while waiting for my brother to fall asleep? Just looking at him every few minutes, hoping that you would see. That he's already
come on,
asleep.
Come on, stop it! Can a gentleman have some peace and quiet
so
around here?
So I could get my hands on you. Finally.
And you too. There you are, Mr. Holmes. Now we can have some peace and quiet around here.
Fuck.
Thank you, Joe. There's £5 in this for you.
Well, I wouldn't want to take it on myself, sir. But I can get somebody to
I have an
for
idea.
You don't know what the job is yet.
Fine now. Murder, ain't it?
If you're
what?
Good tonight,
no, you're not better. Just,
next time
I
will give you a full reward. I will fuck your pretty brains out.
Oh well, here we go. Now listen to this, Joe.
Oh yes, baby.
Wait a minute.
Push against my hand.
That should be e-natural, not e-flat.
Are you enjoying my fingers going up and down your sweet spots? Rub it all over. Getting my hands all wet. Let's take a look. You got my hands all wet, baby. Mommy, taste you.
There you are.
Thank you, Joe.
What's it mean, Holmes?
You want something?
Perhaps. I don't
you
know
taste
yet.
So good on my fingers.
Joe?
Oh, I want to have it all over my lips.
Oh, sure, I'm in doubt. But it'll take a few minutes. Here, Mabel.
Can you give Mommy some more?
Hey, Lale. Come on, off to it. Come on with it.
Can you be good for me? And now, with my fingers already wet, I can put my hands back. And I can tease around your pretty little entrance. Slip the tips of my fingers in and out. In and out. the message. Use my other hand to rub your sex.
Then there's the third box. The one that woman took to the Kilgores. That contains yet another set of variations.
Make sure I'm feeling you really good while making sure your sweet spots get all the attention too.
Hello.
You deserve it all, baby. That you're taking my fingers in so well. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Judson?
Yes?
Oh, there you are. Will you come up here at once, please?
Coming, sir.
Oh, feeling your body just squirm against mine. You're getting me riled up, darling. How I wish I could just flip you over and fuck you into this couch. Make sure even the neighbors will know my name after I make you scream it with those pretty, pretty lips of yours. Oh, you wouldn't be able to walk for days. I would make sure of it.
Don't worry, you had no way of knowing. It's quite all right. Now, don't worry, Mrs. Hudson.
Oh, you're twitching and clenching.
Don't worry.
Are you going to come for mommy? Are you going to be good for me and get your reward?
It's in your hand. In a biscuit jar.
Now, remember to keep quiet. Would be hard to explain to him why my hands are covered in your cum, wouldn't it?
Well done, Holmes. Amazing.
Oh, that's it, baby. You're taking it so well. Oh, yes. Give it to me. Go over the edge for mommy and come. Come for me. There you go. There you go. Come here.
Holmes. Morning.
Allow me to congratulate you on a brilliant bit of deduction. It's not a transposition, not a polygraph transposition, not a trigraph.
You did such a good job.
The Morse code. Have you tried that?
Yes.
You were so good.
I was going to try to help.
Now look up at me. Aww. You're getting sleepy eyes, aren't you? Are you tired?
Not again. Must have heard that thing a thousand times.
I figured so. Go take your dirty clothes off, and I will draw you a bath meanwhile. You can't go to bed dirty. Have to wash up before bed.
Poor old girl finally reached the point of numbing the keys.
My brother? Don't worry. I will wake him up after. Now go. The sooner you are done, the sooner you can go to sleep.
Yes. Yeah. I'll be down when I give it to my fellow, will you?